Hello, Fabulous. I have missed you so much, and it's so great to be back. I've got to tell you, it's been a heck of a month, and I'm so sorry I've been away from you. But I got to tell you, it has been pretty amazing, and I've had to put my family first for 30 days. There's been so much going on. Let me tell you, I went to Europe to visit my daughter who lives there. We were in 5 countries in 2.5 weeks. It was a whirlwind. We did things like taking a first-class train ride to Paris to have lunch in the Eiffel Tower. Thank you, Nancy May, for that amazing suggestion. And then we took a bicycle ride over to the Louvre. We got to see the Mona Lisa and so many other amazing pieces of art. That was just one day. It was incredible. We also got to go where my husband was stationed in Germany during the first Gulf War and see where he stayed and actually go to the barracks. And being able to do that with him was, I can't even explain it. It was so emotional and wonderful and an incredible closure that he really needed. So if you're married to a military person and you get the opportunity to travel with them where they have been stationed and served, I highly recommend it. It's such an incredible journey for them. And for us, we can see all those things they've been talking about. And then, of course, I had amazing time with my daughter, who I miss so much because she's so far away. I mean, it's a 10-hour plane ride, 9-hour, 10-hour, depending on which way you go. And it's a lot. And I have big news. We have 7 children, ages 12 to 34. So, you know, just 2 young ones in the house. The other ones are all very successful adults doing their own thing. But we are working on having a 5-year-old come to live with us, which is incredible. And also a lot. It's a lot, and it's emotional, and it's a little overwhelming and wonderful all at the same time. And I'm going to be talking about that more on a future episode. But today, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I haven't been here. I'm sorry for not getting the second episode of Menopause out. But like I said, sometimes we just have to focus on family. And that is what I had to do. Now my balance is back. I've got you and I've got my family. And really, what else could I want? Life is so good. I hope yours is going good too. And also, speaking of your life and things going well, I'm planning for the new year. And I would love to know, what do you want to hear about next year? I have my tentative plan, but if there's things you really want to hear or listen to, or maybe there's someone you'd like me to interview and you have questions for them, shoot me an email, jen@jenhardy.net. It's super easy to remember. Or you can go to the website, jenhardy.net. That has everything I'm doing, and you can check everything out, because another thing that's getting ready to launch is Jen's Friends. And if you haven't heard about that, oh my gosh, it is my most exciting project I think I've ever done outside of podcasting. Man, it's neck and neck even with this podcast. Can you believe that? Like, that is a lot. It's a daily email, daily video email, just 2 to 3 minutes for women, for older women over 50. Oh, I hate saying older because I'm over 50. Okay, for just women over 50. We don't have to have that word in there, do we? And it's just me or one of my friends just saying encouraging words, because, you know, everybody needs to wake up with some encouragement. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't. And we want to be that encouragement. So if that sounds like you or a parent, aunt, friend, anyone, go to jenhardy.net. And you can go jenhardy.net/friends. It'll get you right there, but you can find it on the homepage. Sign up. It is going to be amazing. So I'm going to go now. Tomorrow, our regular episode is going to come out. Part 2 of the talk about menopause. If you haven't heard part 1 yet, go back to the previous episode and check it out. You're going to be amazed. Just amazed. A lot of things that we thought maybe we were sick or there's something wrong with us. No. Just normal part of having a woman's body. So I'm so appreciative of the nurse that came on the show to do that. And you're going to need to learn all about her on these episodes. So stay tuned, because here comes the next one. I love you. I've missed you. And I hope that you have a fabulous, fabulous day. Stay tuned and stay fabulous.